I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Shirley Griffith with People in America in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about Kurt Vonnegut, a writer and thinker who shook up the country with his unusual writing style and subjects. He helped energize huge numbers of young people to protest the Vietnam War and to always question the powers that be.
It took Kurt Vonnegut about 25 years to write his most famous book, Slaughterhouse-Five. It was published in 1969. The book remains required reading in high school and college English classes across the country. It includes this description of the firebombing of Dresden, Germany, by Allied forces during World War II, as witnessed by a soldier named Billy Pilgrim.
There was a firestorm out there. Dresden was one big flame. The one flame ate everything organic, everything that would burn. It wasn't safe to come out of the shelter until noon the next day. When the Americans and their guards did come out, the sky was black with smoke. The sun was an angry little pinhead. Dresden was like the moon now, nothing but minerals. The stones were hot. Everybody else in the neighborhood was dead. So it goes.
Kurt Vonnegut, a prisoner of war like Pilgrim, witnessed the bombing of Dresden. The waste of human life and other treasures greatly angered him. His novels contain some of that anger. But Vonnegut always balanced his work with humor and the use of wildly unlikely events presented as normal. For example, in Slaughterhouse-Five, Billy Pilgrim visits the make-believe planet Tralfamador. He and a beautiful movie star named Montana Wildhack fall in love there in a clear ball of a house. They are studied by the Tralfamadorians and find happiness. Kurt Vonnegut compared the science fiction in Slaughterhouse-Five to the clowns in the plays of 16th century English writer William Shakespeare. Vonnegut believed such literary devices give the reader a rest before the story gets serious again.
Kurt Vonnegut's own life was also filled with tragedy and laughter. He was born in 1922 in Indianapolis, Indiana. His father was a building designer. His mother was from an extremely wealthy family. She suffered from mental illness and unhappiness as a failed writer. Vonnegut said his mother would have periods of madness where she would emotionally abuse his father. Vonnegut said his father was the gentlest man on the planet. Edith Vonnegut killed herself on Mother's Day in 1944. The act affected her son his whole life. In 1958, Kurt Vonnegut's sister and her husband died within 2 days of each other. Vonnegut and his wife at the time adopted the couple's 3 children.
Kurt Vonnegut was interested in writing from at least his teenage years. He worked on his high school's newspaper. Later, he studied at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, and became an editor of that school's newspaper. Vonnegut studied biochemistry. He followed in the footsteps of his older brother, Bernard, who was a scientist. However, Kurt Vonnegut was not a very good student. He left Cornell in 1943 and joined the army during World War II. German forces captured him during the Battle of the Bulge in Western Europe. Vonnegut's experiences as a soldier and the bombing of Dresden were among the major influences in his life. He was a pacifist, someone who opposes war and violence for settling conflict. He once said, "You can teach people savagery. They may need savagery, but it's bad for the neighbors. I prefer to teach gentleness." He was not always gentle on himself, however. He battled depression for most of his life. In 1984, he tried to kill himself by taking too much sleep medicine. He said later that children of a parent who committed suicide will naturally think of death as a sensible solution to any problem.
After World War II, Vonnegut married a childhood friend, Jane Cox. They moved to Chicago, Illinois in 1945. They had three children. Vonnegut studied anthropology at the University of Chicago. He also worked as a reporter. Kurt Vonnegut also began writing short stories. They were published in literary magazines. In 1952, he wrote his first novel. Player Piano was influenced by Vonnegut's work at the power company, General Electric. Vonnegut said it was there that he got the idea of everything being controlled by computers. He told Playboy magazine in 1973 that it made perfect sense to have little clicking boxes, as he called them, make all the decisions for humans. But he said it was not good for human workers to be replaced by machines. Vonnegut said that he wrote science fiction because General Electric was science fiction to him. Player Piano describes a place called Ilium, where the humans have surrendered to a computer. Writers of science fiction are often considered less serious than writers of other kinds of fiction. As a result, Vonnegut's work was published in paperback and ignored by critics for several years.
But people started listening more closely to Kurt Vonnegut's literary voice in the 1960s. There was great public anger and protest over American military action in Vietnam. Distrust for the United States government was growing. Young people, and minorities especially, were speaking up against America's leaders and cultural restrictions. Vonnegut's statements about America, its people, and its leaders mixed perfectly with that atmosphere. His novels became favorites of many people involved in the anti-establishment, politically progressive movement of that time. Cat's Cradle, published in 1963, is one example. It tells the story of a fictional scientist who helped invent the atomic bomb, and something even more dangerous, a substance called Ice Nine. Cat's Cradle is an extremely funny condemnation of many things. These include the arms race at the time, efforts by countries to increase their nuclear weapons. It also makes jokes about organized religion and the United States government.
In 1964, Cat's Cradle won a Hugo Award for science fiction. Also that year, Kurt Vonnegut began teaching at the Writer's Workshop at the University of Iowa. He was a professor for many years and taught English at several universities and colleges. He wrote at least 15 more books, including nonfiction. One of those books was Breakfast of Champions, published in 1973. Vonnegut tells the story of a wealthy and crazy car salesman named Dwayne Hoover. Hoover reads science fiction books written by a man named Kilgore Trout. Hoover becomes more and more sure that the books are not fiction, but reality. Here, Kurt Vonnegut reads from an early version of Breakfast of Champions. The reading took place in New York City in 1970.
My name is Dwayne Hoover, and I am an experiment by the creator of the universe. I am the only creature in the entire universe who has free will. I am the only creature who has to figure out what to do next and why. Everybody else is a robot. I am pooped. I wish I were a robot, too. It is perfectly exhausting having to reason all the time in a universe I never made.
Kurt Vonnegut and his wife, Jane, separated in 1970. Vonnegut married photographer Jill Kremenz 9 years later. They adopted a daughter. Vonnegut continued to be politically outspoken. He used the American political crime called the Watergate scandal in his novel Jailbird. He was also an early environmental activist. He spoke often and loudly about the long-term dangers of fossil fuel use, pollution, and waste of natural resources. Vonnegut also condemned the Bush administration and the war in Iraq that began in 2003.
Kurt Vonnegut published his last book in 2005. A Man Without a Country is a collection of his opinions of many subjects, including issues in modern American society. He died in 2007 after suffering brain injuries from a fall in his home. He was 84. Kurt Vonnegut's children placed notes of thanks to his fans on the Vonnegut website. His daughter Nanny wrote, "I am so sorry for your loss as well as mine." Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Jim Tedder read the Slaughterhouse-Five passage. I'm Steve Ember with Shirley Griffith. You can learn about other famous Americans at voaspecialenglish.com. And join us again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.
听力课堂欢迎你。
听力课堂欢迎你。
听啊，点儿啊。